Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, now let's commit the time before the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you we can gather before you. Speak to our hearts. Speak to everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. I have been sharing about Christian growth. Let us read this together. Matthew 28:19-20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So Jesus commanded us to go and therefore make disciples. Jesus wants disciples, not listeners, just coming to listen, not attending a meeting only, but become disciples. After, in here, the second command is baptizing them. So we have a few baptized already, but it doesn't stop there. We need to teaching them, so there's a learning process. Being a disciple is keep on learning. Again, I say, learning. Are we learning? Are we still living in a comfort zone? After you baptize, you just sit there all day and doing nothing. After baptized, we should learning. And all learning process involves repeating, isn't it? When you learn piano, you need to practice piano. When you learn soccer, you need to practice all this training. So there are many training. Sometimes we need help. We need help from instructors. We need tennis coach. We need a trainer to help us to get fit. So being disciples means we need to be trained. We need there's a learning process. Think about after you baptize. Many Christians here already baptized, right? But after baptism, are you just stopped there or are you keep learning and learning? Learning what? Teaching them what? To observe all things that the Lord have commanded us. So if we look at Colossians, it says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus. So after we become a Christian, we receive Christ Jesus. And then what happens? So walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, in Him, in Him, in Him. I can repeat this many, many times. And establish in the faith. When we do all this in Him, now then we become firm and established. We become strong in our faith. When we practice all this in Him, in Him, in Him. So discipleship is not about training some skill or technique. How to speak, how to play piano, how to preach. It's not the outward thing. But all we practice is in Him. Just like when you swim, you need to swim in the water, isn't it? So you can practice freestyle, butterfly style, backstroke, but always in water. So when we do all things in life, what's the difference? For those who are not Christians, you just walk. But those who are in Christ, those who are Christians, we are walk with Him, in Him. Now, what does this walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him? As if only in Him, we stand firm, get root, going down, get all the resources, get all the nutrients that we need. So being a Christian is... Can you see the relationship? Walk in Him, walk with Him, and get all the strength, get all the nutrients, get all the
new life in Him. Build up. You will grow, root and grow in Him.
So this in Him is the most important thing that makes us different from the past. What does in Him really relate to? I can say, walk in His presence as if every day you live before Him. Even as we gathered in this meeting, He is among us. He is here. As if you are now listening to me, but you tune your channel, you are listening to Him. All becomes related to Him. As if in Him means in His presence. As if this in Him, not only in His presence, but you are in His care. When you walk alone, you are in His care. You are in His protection. This in Him is in His influence, under His influence. This in Him also speaks of following His ways, following His words. This in Him also regards to seeking His pleasure. So this in Him is a big thing. Imagine in the past, the Israelites, Moses helped these Israelites to leave Egypt, God is among them. So they are not walking, not 2 million people walking in the wilderness, but God is with them. The tabernacle is with them. So they walk with God in the wilderness. What they do, how they react, they are following God's way. So all this in Him, in Him, in Him is the main thing today that makes us true Christians. When you study, not you are studying by your strength. You are studying before Him. When you do your homework at home, before Him, in His presence. Even when you're watching TV, in front of Him, in His presence, following His word, seeking His pleasure. Do all things in His presence. So all these new baptized brothers and sisters, I gather them, I give them homework, I give them assignment. But the most important thing is, do it before Him, for Him, in Him, by Him. Him, 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 Him. All related to Him. All this training is you interact with Him. Not doing some physical things. If you learn piano, you play piano. But playing piano in Him. You play tennis, the coach teaches you to play tennis like this. But if you are a Christian, you play tennis before Him, in Him. Even when you have doing sports at school, you play soccer. How do you play soccer like a true Christian? Would you do this? Would you do this? Play before Him. So, in Him is the most important thing for a Christian. So, in Timothy, what does we talk by in Him? What is the outcome of practicing all this in Him, in His presence? That's the outcome. For bodily exercise, we do practice everything, soccer, all this, running, games, all this. Profits a little, something may be good for your heart. You do jogging, good for your heart. Even do some mental exercise, studying, good for your soul maybe. But practicing for us is not just bodily exercise, for us is practicing godliness. Some people say godliness can break it down to God-likeness, to be like God. So the more you practice in Him, the more you become like Him. It's profitable for all things, having promise of the life that is now is, and of that is which is to come. Because we have the promise of the life. This life is to be like Him. And when we exercise this life before Him, it's profitable in all things. So whatever you do, you study, you do chores at home, you preach, you sing, whatever you do when it is before Him, the outcome is we become more like Him. God-likeness. And this is profitable for you. We exercise. If you don't exercise, if you have received the Lord and you have not practiced to do things before Him or in Him, if you don't learn, there is no profit. Unless we practice godliness to be like Him. So, I'm going to talk about how do we walk, practice, in what way can we to be like Him. So, today I'm going to talk about one point, which is by serving. Okay, now we remember when Jesus, He's the perfect man in God's eye. When He came to earth, there are four gospels. The Gospel of Matthew talk about Him like a king. What does a king mean? His life is like a king. We can see authority of God in His life. He can cast out demons. He can calm the storm. He has authority. He has total in control. Satan has no power in Him. He is so strong. He is the king. He's King of Kings. That is the book of Matthew, giving us a picture. But Jesus is also not a king. In the book of Mark, Gospel of Mark, we can see Him as a servant. He came to serve. So in His humanity, on one way, we can see He has authority. He has power over Satan, He can calm the storm. He can cast the demon. He is so strong. And yet, when you look at Him on the other side, He's a servant. He came to serve. And in one occasion, He says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." So His life, He came to serve. So how can we be like Him? Our life needs to be like Him, to serve. So if your life lives like people come to serve you, that's not the life of a true Christian. The life of Christ, He came to serve. The life of Christians, not waiting or sitting, waiting others to come to serve you, but you are willing to serve. In John, and let me put it another example, Gospel, it talks about Jesus washing His disciples' feet. And after doing that, some people say, Lord, you don't have to wash my feet. But what did Jesus say? If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Now, this is Jesus' command. We should wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example. This is an example that you should do as I have done to you. So, Jesus doing this, showing us, His life not come to be waiting people to serve him. His life, he came to serve, serving others. So that means being a true Christian, we should also has a life. We should train ourselves to serve others. In what way? Does it mean, oh, I serve the community, let me go out and take out all the rubbish in the park, or clean up all the rubbish? I don't go to meeting, I came to serve. Sunday morning, I won't come to here, I won't go. I'll go to the beach to clean up all the rubbish. I'm serving the community. Now, I'm not saying this is wrong. Some people need to do that job. But there are priorities in serving. And we are not just serving everything. There are so many needs around. So where are we going to serve? Remember Jesus saying, love me, if you love me, feed my lamb. John Gospel, chapter 21. So in Jesus' mind, there are some, not only a need to serve people, but there are certain work that is our responsibility. Oh, if I go and serve everybody without serving my family, my baby is crying, no food. Oh, I need to serve. Sorry, I need to serve everyone. Forgetting about my responsibility as a parent, then I'm not serving God. So when I talk about serving, notice, what is the job God is giving you? Think about this. Serving, yes. Priority. What is your responsibility? And not just serving men. So in Colossians, it talks about bond servants. Obey in all things your master according to the flesh. Not with eye service. Not when the master is looking at you, oh, you do it very diligently. No, not eye service. Not do it in front of people just to please men. As man pleases. So we are serving, but not just when people look at us. We are serving not to please man. Why? But in sincerity of heart, fearing God. So when we do all things, is for fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. So when I'm talking about serving, daily lives, you have got a job, you have got a boss, okay? You are not serving him, try to please him, but you are serving as to the Lord, not to men. So you can relate everything, even if you study. Many of us, we are students. So when you study, not to please men, not just to, oh, my mom is watching me. So then I put studying, doing homework in front of teachers. No, not to please men, but to please the Lord. Knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the reward. So we are not to please men, but looking to the Lord. That means when we are serving to the Lord. So that leads to us to think about what is our motive when doing a lot of things. Sometimes when you, in the past, when we visit, if we visit a five-star hotel, there are some steward or some people, usher, at the front of the door. With wearing uniform, with a white gloves. When some people come, they'll open the door, make a bow. Welcome, professional smile. They are serving. They are very professional. They are doing a job. For a Christian, we are not serving just doing a job. When you go to take an airline, oh, this is Kellerville Airline. Thank you for coming. All this well-trained air steward, okay? They have, welcome, do all this hand sign telling you what. They are trained. Perfection. The voice, the dress, the uniform, the smile, all professional, but they are doing a job. Why? For the money. They are trained to do that. They are. If they are not on duty, would they be so smiling towards you? No, they're off duty because they are not doing that job at that time. So their friendliness, their warmth, why would you receive that? Because they got paid for it. They are doing it for the job, not from their life within. So when we serve God, we are not serving a job. For example, someone playing a piano. Oh, I make a mistake. If she is a perfectionist, oh, I make a mistake. I'm so upset. Someone is looking for perfection in his performance. This is not serving God. Because your mind is think of, I want to do the best. I'm looking for achievement. I can do it. The glory and honor goes to you. That is something you need to think about. Are you looking for praise? Oh, he sing very well. He played very well, the violin. Oh, nice. And all this is for your own glory. Then you are not serving God. You are serving a job. You are looking for your own glory. That is not the life of a Christian. That is not the life of a disciple trying to please God. If you want to please men, you do it very well. If you do it very well, people say, oh, you have done very well. Your message is very helpful. Then the glory goes to me. Then I'm not serving God. I'm serving for my own glory. But on the contrary, sometimes we serve. It's not to gain something for ourselves. Sometimes we serve. It's out of fear, not fear of God. If I don't do well, I will be in trouble. Some children grow up in a family, they don't feel secure. They never listen to their parents say, I love you. So they have already to do very well to achieve. They try to gain their acknowledgement from their parents. Oh, if I study very hard, then my father say, well done, son. I'm proud of you. So all our whole life is trying to get recognized from our parents. No, this is out of insecurity. You are not trying to please men, but trying to find praise from your parents. Trying to gain acceptance. Trying to feel that you are significant. So if I ask you to come out to lead a song, in the future I may ask some of the newly baptized to do something. It's natural, they have fear. What would people look at me? Oh, so fearful, very low voice, they can't make eye contact. So fear, filled with fear. Will I be a laughing stock if I don't do well? If I don't speak well, will people make fun of me? Do I look stupid? If I ask Tim, come up to lead a song, the little Tim, oh, I can't do it. Oh, people will make fun of me. Oh, so full of. If he sit there, nothing happened. Feel so comfortable. He's in his comfort zone, sitting there listening to people, or even a poor. Yeah, he's not doing very well. Ah, he doesn't know how to lead. But when one day when I ask him to come, then there will be many things going on in his mind. How will people look at me? Do I make a fool of myself? All this thing will come up, stir up in him. Now, this is a good training. So sometimes I ask young people, share a little bit, share a song. And they feel scared, which is natural. They never practiced that before. So they feel they're scared. If I ask you to talk to a stranger, to share your gospel with them, I'm asking you to come out from your comfort zone. What should I say? How do I preach? How do I share the gospel to someone who I don't know? To you? It's better to sit down and relax, keep my mouth shut. Then we feel so comfortable, but we have not learned anything. We never practice to speak, to share, to serve like that. So why do we practice? Serving is not for pleasing people. Serving is not trying to show others that how good we are. Serving, after all this struggling in our mind, all this fear comes up, and you eventually, like a sieve, to take away all this impurity in our soul. Am I seeking my own glory? Do I fear people? Do I fear how people look at me? If I say this, what will happen? Am I good? How do I perform? Do people like me? If we take away all these impurities in our concern and come up to one thing in our heart, just one thing in our heart, we serve because we want to please him. Why do you serve? To please him. I serve not for doing that job perfectly. I serve him. You know, sometimes there's a king or a queen. There are some people following them everywhere. There are people got paid to open the door and smile. So his job is open the door when people come in, open the door, smile, make a bow, or welcome, welcome. They got paid for doing that job. But for someone who is serving the king or the queen, he just follow the king everywhere. When the king needs water, bring me water. Then he serve water. Bring me a dish, bring the dish. When the king wants to sit down, take a chair. So he'll do everything, he can do everything, but to serve the king. He's not serving everyone, he's serving the king. So what I want to say is, we can do all things. You can play piano, you can sing, you can pray, you can praise, you can share gospel. You can do all things for him. You may not be as good as some professional trained people who play piano. But still, even though you are not that good, you still play piano for him. You may not speak as good as other famous speakers. But when God says, go and share something, and go and do it for him, for him, for him, for him. So, Christians, pay attention to this. When the Lord tells you to do something, you do it for him. It's not about how good you can do it, but you do it for Him, to please Him. When you do it for Him, it speaks of you love Him. You do it for Him. So this is, you walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him. It's about a relationship. I ask the young people, go home and do some chores. Not for your family. Not for people who praise you. But do it for Him. I ask the young people to pick a song and share it. Not because you are good. Not because you can speak very well. Not because you are not afraid. You are afraid. But you do it for Him. I may ask you in the future, go home this week. Find opportunity to talk to your friends. Share about Christ. Wow, that's a new challenge. I may give you a new challenge every day or every week. But not just fulfilling the task. Not fulfilling the task to please me. Not fulfilling the task. See, I have done it. You haven't done it. Oh, you're too shy. But I have done it. I am good. Not showing off. I want all this practice, all this training, is to make you relate to Him. So all this sharing, why do we serve? Why do we share in the meeting? Why do we pray? I ask people to come before the meeting to pray together. I may ask you in the future, come up and praise God. In the breaking of bread meeting, stand up and praise Him. Give glory to Him. But you may feel shy. I dare not stand up. People will look at me. No one is looking at you. You have to just focus on God Himself, as if you have forgotten everyone. God is here. You do it for Him. You sing to Him. You praise to Him. As if you care nothing. You are living before Him. So all this training, my dear brothers and sisters, if I have given you a task, is to push you to Him. Relate to Him. Remember when disciples following Jesus, when they, some people challenge them, does your Lord pay the temple tax? Peter said, yes! But later on he think about, not so sure, better go back and ask Jesus. So he went back, and Jesus then talked to him. So disciples got problem, they come back to Jesus. They got people challenge them, they don't know how to answer, come back to Jesus. This is discipleship. Come back to Jesus. When there's a storm, oh Lord, we are doomed, save us, save us. They cry to Jesus. So brothers and sisters, when you have problem, when you are in deep trouble, come to Jesus. This is what disciples do. When you have questions, you don't know how to understand, come to Jesus. When you got into trouble, come to Jesus. This is what disciples do. Relate to Him. Some people trying to bring kids to Jesus, the disciples rebuke them. Come on, take this little kids away. Make way for my Lord. But Jesus rebuked them. No, let the little children come to me. So the Lord will rebuke you in your way, in your lives. Maybe you have done something wrong. The Lord rebuked you. You got questions? Come to Him. You make mistakes? He will talk to you. No, let the little children come to me. Relate to Him. disciples relate to him. Jesus sent 70 disciples to go out to preach the gospel. And when they come back, they say, "Oh Lord, even the demons, we can drive demons subject to us when we preach in your name." But Jesus corrected them. "You should rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Say, Jesus teach them when they make mistakes. So my dear brothers and sisters, is this your disciples' life? When you have problems, did you come back to the Lord? When you have done something wrong, did the Lord correct you? When you are in fear, in trouble, did you cry to the Lord? When you make silly mistakes, did the Lord correct you? You see, all these disciples, not because they are strong, they are perfect, they are very, have a lot of knowledge, they keep relating to Jesus. Make mistakes, Jesus corrected them, as if Jesus is walking closely with them every day. So this is what we need to learn. When you, many of us here are baptized, but let me challenge you. What is your daily walk? Is it in Him? Can you hear the Lord corrected you? When you have problems, did you bring your problems before the Lord? Are you doing all things just to please men? When you sing, when you serve, is it for your own glory? Or you want people to see Him, to praise Him, to bring honor to Him? What gives you the power to serve? Then He said to them, okay, the last phrase, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions of those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want you to pay attention. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. I do this. Suddenly, you have the strength to do it. Why? Because the joy of the Lord. That is for His pleasure. You want to please Him. Because you want to please Him, you have find the strength to please Him. You may feel very tired. But for example, when the mother sees the sick child, the very tired mother will find the strength to take care of the sick child. She was so tired already, exhausted. Where does the strength come from? Because of the love to her child. You may feel tired or weak the whole day. What makes you to find the strength to come before the Lord? The joy of the Lord is my strength. So during the meeting, when you pray, when you sing, if you filled with, I'm scared, oh, I'm no good, how do people look at me? Me, 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 I'm tired. It's all about you. Or when you come to the meeting, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When we come to the meeting, we want everyone to know Him, to focus on Him, to give glory to Him, to exalt Him. So when we gathered at the breaking of bread, so don't be late, take it as our responsibility, take it as our privilege to come before the Lord and offer our praise, our singing, offering to Him, to please Him. Even though we do it every Sunday, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. I come, I want to offer my praise to Him. I come with joy to offer something to someone I love. Imagine a boy loves a girl. The boy finds something very precious and bring it before the girl he loves. When he offers the gift to the girl he loves, there's a joy. Darling, I got something you love. I got something you like. I hope this will please you. This is precious. And only you are worthy for this precious gift. I give it to you. This is the heart when we offer praise at the breaking of bread. Lord, you are worthy. This is why we sing. You are such a beautiful God. So every breaking of bread, meeting, you take it as an opportunity to offer the praise, the love, the singing to please Him. So don't be late for next Sunday. We come to offer something beautiful to someone you love. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Of course, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. He is our love. So I will stop here, but in summary to what I share today, now disciples needs training. Training in what? To walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him. To serve like Christ. To serve not doing a job. Not to find praise from men. Not to be man pleasers. We serve because we love Him. We can do all things out of love for Him. This is discipleship. We got trouble, we come back to Him. We make mistakes, we come back to Him. To Him, to Him, to Him. It's a relationship. So we are walking in Him, just like the disciples, very close to their Lord. Just like the Israelites, following the tabernacle in the wilderness. So every day in our daily lives, no matter what we do it for Him. All the training is pushing us back to Him. We memorize Bible, Bible brings us to Him. We pick up a song and share, because in this process, the Lord will tell you, coming this week, you are going to pick a song. Share, preach, share with your friends, serve others. Do all things in relate to Him. This is what I want to share today. Okay? May God speak to each one of us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank You. You want disciples, and we pray that we know how to walk in You, rooted and built up in You. Teach us in every daily lives. We do all things to please You out of love. Teach us every day. Let us learn to be disciples in our whole lives. Let us continue to walk with You daily. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.